Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as I continue a message I began this week, experiencing the rest of God. And there are some important scriptures found in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, actually verses 1 through 11. But in verse 9, it says, There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that entereth into his rest has also ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So, what that passage is telling us, if we want to enter into the rest of God, there's something we have to do. We have to labor. We have to exert effort. We have to, first of all, desire and then do what is necessary by faith to enter into that rest. And, you know, faith without works is dead. So we can say, oh, I believe the Word of God. But if we are not experiencing the rest of God in our daily lives, that peace that passes all understanding, that regardless of what occurs, what happens in our lives, and let's face it, we all face unexpected things. I mean, the devil is the master of throwing things at us. Are we going to be unmoved? Are we going to just say, all is well? God is with me. He will make a way even where there seems to be no way. And we will trust Him. Our faith will rise up. Our faith, isn't that one of our weapons, our godly weapons of our spiritual armament, if you will? It is the shield of faith which will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then, of course, the sword of the Spirit, which is our offensive weapon. Jesus, that's what He used, the Word of God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God in the wilderness. He answered, He didn't argue, He didn't debate. He simply quoted the Word of God in those three temptations after that major fast before He entered ministry, and it said the devil departed for a season. And He'll do that. Yeah, He'll depart. But you can be sure He doesn't give up His efforts. He does everything He can to make us distrust God, to get us upset and confused and so perplexed with the complexity of our lives today that we stagnate. We are just miserable. We don't understand what's going on. He loves to do that. He's the author of confusion. God brings peace, He brings order, He brings revelation and understanding. So there's a high calling He's given before us. There's a high road of holiness, if you will. That old song we used to sing, there's a highway to heaven, none shall walk up there but the pure in heart. Hallelujah. That's Isaiah put to song, if you will. But let me share a scripture found in Ephesians, the first chapter. Paul is saying this in verses 19 through 22. And this is where we have our hope and strength. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, listen to this, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. The first fruits, amen. He's raising us from the dead, first spiritually, and then at the last trump, even from physical death, our mortal bodies will be raised like unto His glorious body. And when He raised Jesus from the dead, it goes on to say, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. This is the Father. This is what He did. He placed Jesus at His right hand, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And if that didn't cover everything, he goes on to say, and everything, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. hallelujah, presently and future. Verse 22, and hath put all things. What? Put all things. All things. Doesn't that mean all, everything inclusive, nothing excepted? He put all things under his feet and gave him, who? Gave Jesus to be the head over all things to the church. Is that not staggering? We've read that. Sometimes we get so familiar with Scripture, you've heard it. Oh, I've heard that 50 times, 100 times. Do you realize what that's saying? That's the spirit of revelation. When you finally go beyond, oh, I've heard that before, and begin to meditate and to contemplate what God is really saying, it'll transform your life. So the risen Christ, hallelujah, is at the Father's right hand, ruling far above. There's not even a second competitor. He's far above. Why? He's God Almighty. Of course he's far above every other thing that exists, whether principalities or powers, angels, man, we're all the works of his hands. He spoke everything into existence. The angels who thought they were going to be smart and join Lucifer and rebelled against God, we see that where that got them. Can you imagine a created being trying to exalt itself above the hand, the God that created it? But that's the hubris, the pride, the exaltation of the satanic forces as well as human. Humans think they've got, you know, oh, we're so advanced now. We have this extreme, wonderful technology. Yeah, we're getting so far advanced that the greatest minds are concerned AI might take us over. Hell, yeah, that's true. I mean, it's a scary thing when you advance to the state we are currently in and beyond. It's very frightening. The use of it for evil, and that's where it's all headed, the beast system that is being established even as I give these words to you. But Christ is far above every other force which seeks to control and govern this world. I don't care how dark it gets. I don't care. The word will be fulfilled. We can't pray the Antichrist out of existence. Nope. Why? It's in the word, and it's going to happen. There's no question. But Ephesians 2, 5 and 7 says that all of us, and we're all at different places, but at some point we had an encounter with the living Christ. Even when we were dead in sins, I don't care how righteous you were, you may have been raised in church, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus? If not, you're just going through the form. You haven't had an experience. When you were dead in sin, but if you come, I mean, I went to church. In fact, we had to go to church every day before we went to school. Good heavens. Yeah. Untold hours spent in a church building. But unless you have a relationship, unless I finally came to the place, I said, who wanted to go to church? I didn't. Nope. Sorry. I don't need that again. Nope. I won't go there. Well, and then I met Jesus, and that was an entirely different thing. And then you hunger and long for like fellowship with the saints, with other believers. But more than anything, you want to know this God who created you, who called you, who brought you out of sin and darkness into his marvelous light. So if I can ever get through that scripture, Ephesians 2, 5 and 7, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. It was his grace, not your righteousness. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together. Do you know what comes next? It says, sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What? Our spirit person, our who we really are, we have that power and authority which God gave to man in the beginning to have authority and dominion. It's hardly a place of pride, but it's a place where God wants us to be his beloved children. That, this is for the purpose, why did he do that? That in the ages to come, when his kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, no unrighteousness in it, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Beloved, I don't know about you, that was a mouthful. That was something we can't even comprehend. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard the things God has prepared for those that love him. So through the grace of God, hear me, beloved, you, me, every believer is elevated with him, with Jesus, to the right hand of God, and spiritually occupies a place in the very presence of God, in the throne room of God. We have a position of authority over the work of Satan and all his demon spirits. The Word of God says Christ spoiled principalities and powers and triumphed over them. And every believer, you and I, share the conquest of Calvary to the fullness of victory. Jesus Christ has absolute command over the forces of evil. Remember when he was on earth, the devils cried out, "We know who you are, the Son of God." And he conferred his authority on us. What, do you want the scripture? I'll share it with you. You know I will. Luke 10 and 19. "Behold, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy." That's important. He's given us not just power, but authority. They have to obey us in the name of Jesus. "The Lord rebuke you, Satan." Over all the power of the enemy, he's given that to us. The powers of evil are compelled to obey the believer as he boldly exerts his authority in Jesus' name through faith. Every demon must bow to the name of Jesus, to the believer in Christ through his name. Luke 10 and 17. Beloved, the devil is a defeated foe. Christ overcame him. He triumphed over the powers of darkness on Calvary. And 1 Peter 5 and 9, the last scripture I have time to share with you today, it tells us that we are to resist our adversary, how steadfast, unmoving, in the faith. Praise God. Well, we will continue and conclude with the Lord's help this message tomorrow. I invite you to tune in at this same time. If any time you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. I love you and pray for you every day. I invite you to write, share your needs. There's a great blessing to the ministry of correspondence. It's one of the loves of my life. I love to pray and answer the mail and respond personally to every writer that comes in, whether you send an offering or not. God knows the needs. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.